Chapter 12. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Kenth Hamner sipped a cup of caff and glanced at a pile of data pads on his desk. So many things were getting neglected. But that was the nature of command, of leadership. One had to prioritize, practice a sort of political triage. Not everything was going to get accomplished. Hamner's job was to make certain that if something had to slide, it wasn't the important things. To that end, taking a cue from the woman who was starting to become the chief thorn in his side, he had promoted one of the most promising apprentices, a young woman named Connie Asari, to the role of an assistant. It was, like many decisions he had been forced to make recently, not a very popular one with some of the other masters. He had heard grumblings, especially from the more outspoken people like Kip Duran and Han Solo, who wasn't even a Jedi, who hadn't bothered to try to hide their displeasure. Luke, the Grand Master, the creator of the New Order, hadn't had to have an assistant. Couldn't Hamner get his own caff and read his own data pads? Did he need pillows fluffed for him, too? None of them quite understood the volume of activity that passed across his desk on any given day. Any given hour. He did not think even the intrepid Han Solo would be able to juggle everything. And of course, everyone who had any kind of an issue with him or the Jedi felt that his or her problem was the single most dire thing in the known universe. Hamner ignored the grumblers, and only hoped that the fair-haired, rather petite human girl who was doing a superb job was either ignoring them too, or better yet, hadn't overheard them. He sensed Connie on the other side of the door and called.
Come in!
Rising and going to a small sideboard. She poked her golden head in with a bright smile that belied the circles under her eyes. Again, Hamner felt a stirring of resentment on her behalf. It seemed that only he understood how hard she worked.
Good morning, Master Hamner,
she said, taking her usual seat.
Morning, Connie. Care for some caff?
Oh, yes, please,
she said thankfully. He warmed up his own cup and poured a fresh one for her, bringing it back to his desk. She took a sip, then put the cup down and retrieved her data pad. She looked up at him expectantly, peering out from a fall of bangs that had escaped their comb. His eyes narrowed. He took in her robe, her hair, the fading makeup.
You didn't get to sleep last night, did you?
She had promised to leave shortly after he did, right before midnight. Apparently, she had not kept that particular promise.
No, Master. But it's fine. I'll try to leave early today if I can.
I'll see that you do, he said, frowning. It is important to take time to rest. At the very least, meditate.
Yes, Master, she said. I'll go to the fountain room this afternoon for a bit.
Good. Now, bring me up to speed, since you stayed later than I did.
He settled back, sipping the hot caff.
Well, I have good news and I have bad news,